The danger of explosive learning. There's this common thinking that the way to train a child in their moral capability is to expose them to the world with both the good, bad, and ugly, and let the goodness that is within them rise up, and they should be able to distinguish the right from the wrong. Sounds reasonable? I don't think so. Look at the state of our youth and young people today. State number one, the value gap is widening. We are witnessing a generation of young people that no longer look like their parents. I'm not talking about the physical looks. I'm talking about something deeper. You know, if there is a gap in technology between our children and us, well, that's understandable. But if there is a gap in a sense that our values and worthwhile traditions are not handed down to them, ladies and gentlemen, parents, we have a legacy issue. In the absence of a vertical transfer of values in the process of parenting, what happens is that teenagers end up parenting each other, and we have a symptom called peer parenting. Young people end up giving advice to each other, and they miss out the wisdom that we, through the school of hard knocks, have to give to them. So there is a lot of unnecessary struggle that our young people go through nowadays. The state of our youth, number two, the pervasiveness of aimlessness. The word teenager was first used in 1941, started by a Reader's Digest article. Now, how did the world ever survive before 1941 without a word like teenager? You know what? Children graduate to become responsible youth, young men and ladies who have an apprentice skill, and they are guided into embracing a purpose in life. They have an aim. But look at what a distorted world it is today. Right now, children grow up into an era of maximum freedom and minimal responsibility called the teenage years, and they blame everything on the raging hormones. You know, the so-called teen years can be the most formative years in their lives if we give them a strong life purpose. And that's where moral training must be done first during their primary years, before they are exposed, or else the default mode is peer pressure and they do not know how to say no if we don't give them a strong yes. State of the youth number three, the dilution of morality. If education by exposure is the answer, then sex education would have solved all the societal ills like premarital sex and venereal diseases. On the contrary, the more liberal we are in terms of moral standards, the more of a breakdown we noticed and we observe in terms of virtuous behavior. The solution is not in education alone. We as parents need to take ownership of teaching and guiding our children when they are young and not leave the area of morality to their own devices. Come to think of it, the right grounding in morality is the starting point of a high view of marriage. How are marriages today? I believe fundamentally it is rooted with our stand on morality, and it begins at home. This is such a critical area of right living that we as responsible parents dare not throw caution to the wind. Now, can we protect our children forever? Of course not. We protect in order to prepare them. You know, without right guidance and intentional parenting, the moral capacity of our children does not remain as a vacuum. It will be filled up. The question is, filled up with what and by whom? Fill it up right, and they will be able to make the right choices. Think about it. Joseph Tan here from GoodMonday.com.